Daybreak. What a beautiful day. Hannah Murray.
Good morning. It's just gone 20 past nine. Joining us on the line now from the UK is Gareth Thomas. He's the first assistant director for Hollyoaks, made by Lime Pictures. Hollyoaks recently won Best Soap at the British Soap Awards, and with EastEnders led the nominations with 14 nods each. Hollyoaks also won the awards for Best Actor and Best Male Dramatic Performance. Welcome to the show, Gareth.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to have you with us, and congratulations to you all.
Oh, it's wonderful news. We're absolutely thrilled and excited because obviously it's a viewers' vote. So it's obviously thanks to the viewers that they've actually voted for us. So.
Oh, that's brilliant. It must mean a lot when it comes from the viewers because I guess it's all up to, they're the ones that are watching it. So if they're enjoying it, that means the most.
Yes, no, definitely, because obviously we aim to, do the storylines that sort of represent our viewers and celebrate their diversity by showing it on screen. And sometimes we're sort of the underdog with being Hollyoaks against, the big EastEnders, Coronation Street, Emmerdale. So it's absolutely wonderful news.
And do you have a different kind of audience with Hollyoaks compared to the others? I know you say the underdog. Why is that?
Well, obviously, we show at an earlier time, so we're on at 6:30 in the evening. So our sort of we tend to get a sort of a younger audience, but we do try and be as broad as we can with our audience. But we do get a lot of young audience because we do a lot of the online publicity, etc. So we try and be as forward thinking as we can. Rather than just the normal papers or magazines.
Mm. And with your role particularly, first assistant director, what does that mean? What do you have to do?
So as a first assistant director, I'm like the right-hand man of the director. So I'm the main communicator. I schedule all the scenes that we're going to shoot in a 19-day schedule. I look at the health and safety element for the entire shoot. And on the actual day, I run the floor on behalf of the director. So I'm like the main communicator by bringing all the different departments together and sort of try and cajole them into working in a certain way and basically bringing everybody together on the shoot.
Mm. So is each day quite different for you then, would you say?
Yes, because obviously all the scenes are different characters, different storylines, even though you're doing the same job every day, but each scene is different.
Mm.
So there's always something new that you're doing or telling a new story or there's new performances, whether it be a stunt, two people sitting on a sofa having a chat. There's such a variation on it that you don't really get that bored. It just keeps you going. It keeps the job alive as well.
And how long have you been with Hollyoaks now?
Oh, dear Lord. I joined in November 99. I graduated in 99.
Wow.
Started as a little runner and developed into second assistant director and then as a first assistant director. So it's coming up to about 20 years, is it, in this November?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, yeah, some people wouldn't stay that long, but it's, at Hollyoaks, we're very much like a family. The crew and the cast all get on with each other, and we're very much like a family. We socialise with each other as well, so it's absolutely great. It's like a family.
Oh, that's wonderful. 20 years, that's a long time.
I know, and the grey hairs are still coming.
And you've worked your way up. There are places still to go, though. Are you looking at kind of keep going up the ladder, or...?
I do love the job that I do because of the element of prep that I have, and then I go on to the shoot. So I have a bit of diversity in my job as well. It's a bit of change. It's a mental change as well, which is really quite good, rather than just being on the floor filming every day. So I have about 4 weeks of prep in the office where I schedule and do the risk assessment, etc. And then I go onto the floor for about 5 weeks. So it's a nice change. It's a nice balance. And it's mentally, it's quite nice to have that change. But my other half keeps on saying, when are we moving to LA? And I'm going, we're not moving to LA.
Yeah.
Yes, I do get the pressure off him going, are you going to go up as a director next? Come on, get to the director's job next. And he's going, it's easier said than done.
Yeah,
darling.
I can imagine. So with, you mentioned health and safety and risk assessment and things like that, there's been some, you know, dramatic storylines through the years where there's been fires and things like that. Presumably that's the kind of thing that, you know, really does take a lot of work to put together.
It does. And, you know, you have to get the people who are qualified in their role, like stunt coordinators or fighter rangers, special effects teams that specialize in those elements. You know, you get the storyline, and there's, whether it's a car crash or, as you said, a fire in a building or something, you've got to get those people in because they're the qualified people. They're the experts, in a way. So you have to be guided by them. And it's only on screen for about sort of 5 seconds, that, you know, a big blast or a big car crash, it's over in 5 seconds. So, and sometimes it's the amount of work that goes in to get that 5 seconds on screen is sometimes unbelievable with all the work that we've done. And you're going, it's only going to be on for 5 seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like cooking a massive meal that people eat in like five minutes.
Yes, and you have to delicately put it on the plate and then serve it up, and it's wolfed in 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned at the beginning about diversity. How important is it for you guys at Hollyoaks to come up with these storylines that really do, well, tackle diversity, as you say, and get people thinking and saying, oh, you know, I'm glad they're, you know, representing people from all kinds of different backgrounds and things like that?
I think you have to these days with your audience. It's very different from, you know, 20 years ago, where things may not have been spoken about. And Brian Kirkwood, our executive producer, is very keen. He loves telling stories, and his intuition for knowing what excites our audience and his passion for Hollyoaks, you know, it never fades. And he wants to make the audience laugh, cry, shout at the TV. But you've also got to now look at what the audience wants and also who your audience are. And you've got to represent them on TV these days. By doing that, you allow other members of the audience or other people to understand who else is in your community, and, you know, allowing them to think, oh, actually, I didn't realize that person down the road was so-and-so. So it is really important. And, you know, just going through things like the footballer's abuse, Lily's self-harm, it's just all the things that we try and do that some people maybe don't want to talk about. By having the access of television, we can maybe tell the stories and give them a representation in a way.
Absolutely. And with regards to the storytelling, obviously you've got script writers and people who are specifically there to be writing the stories. Can anyone else in the team, even including the actors, can people kind of put ideas forward, or is it all completely just down to the people who are doing the scripts?
As I said, it's a very much a team effort. If somebody's got an idea, even if there's a scene that's been written, and there's something about it that doesn't sort of really work, and if somebody suggests, well, what if we did this to change it, to make it work, and sort of 9 out of 10, the person, the producer or the director, will go, yes, that's a brilliant idea, we'll use that and adapt it to make the actual scene work.
Oh,
it's like
good.
We've got some of the writers who have been cast in the show before. Zoe Lister is one of them. She used to, I think she used to play Zoe, I think. And she's now writing she's on the writing team. So there's loads of ways of getting your ideas across. And Brian's very much open to anybody has an idea, bring it forward. Because if it's a brilliant idea, then we'll have it and we'll, you know, we'll try and write about it.
Yeah, that's really nice. And have you ever thought of being the other side of the camera? Any ambitions to be an actor yourself?
None whatsoever. I did when I was sort of in sixth form and younger years. I was sort of in theatre, etc., when I was doing performing arts. But even though sometimes I stand in for an actor while somebody's gone to the toilet or somebody's late from another shoot or something, and I stand in for that actor so we can carry on working and blocking through the scene and or rehearsing the scene.
Yeah.
And some of the actors do say, Gareth, you should be on this side of the camera, not that side. I went, no, thank you.
And why did you make that transition from enjoying acting to doing what you're doing now? Why would you not go back?
I think it's a natural process. I'm absolutely useless with accents to begin with, but I think it's a natural process that you sort of by being a runner when I first joined, it allows you to see every department and how they work. Which then sometimes allows you to go, do you know what, I fancy doing that. I'll be good at doing that. And by being a runner, you find out different departments, which can be really good to decide which department you end up going into.
Yeah.
But with the acting, I don't know. It's one of those where I think I've just naturally fallen into the crew side, and I don't know if my acting skills are up to that scratch.
Well, it's good that you've found that your forte, isn't it, then?
Yes. No, and I absolutely love it. And, working with cast and crew, there's so many different personalities that, you know, we work as a team, so it doesn't really matter which side of the camera you are sometimes.
Yeah. You'd imagine that there's a lot of kind of egos involved, not just with the actors, but working in, well, I suppose people might say the same about radio, but working in television, you'd think that a lot of people kind of, you know, want the limelight and it's all about them. Can that sometimes happen?
Sometimes it can be like working in a nursery when you're cajoling people to sort of, or trying to persuade people, no, do it this way, please. And you're trying to be polite about it, but what you're actually doing is actually telling them what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Which can be quite difficult. You know, you have the occasional tantrum. Maybe somebody's woken up on the wrong side of the bed that morning.
Yeah.
But usually it comes well. So it's not too bad.
Good to hear. And and I have to just ask you about the British Soap Awards when you were there the other night. It was great seeing you all on stage. I imagine it's just the best fun night, is it?
It's absolutely great. And within the last couple of years, it's gone live. So it used to be recorded in previous years, and now it's live. The ceremony is much shorter, which is a good thing, because you're not sitting down for hours on end.
Mm.
But the toilet breaks are short, especially when there's a commercial break or something. You have to run out of the auditorium, run to the toilet, and then run back by the time they go live again. And Philip Schofield's been presenting it for so many years now, and he does a fantastic job. I think he has a sweet spot for Hollyoaks, because we get classified as the noisy crowd in Hollyoaks.
Brilliant. Well, it's great to chat with you, Gareth Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us. It's really interesting to get an insight in that, what's it like working on a soap opera. And congratulations to you and all the team at Hollyoaks for winning Best Soap at the British Soap Awards. Gareth, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Now, we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. See you very soon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is TRE.